Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast on dealing with difficult situations, how to say no. A few years ago, a friend of mine was extremely stressed, and the doctor diagnosed anxiety and offered tablets. He didn't want the pills, so took the option of counselling. On his very first visit to the counsellor, she hit the nail on the head. She said he didn't know how to say no. Being someone who doesn't know how to say no in business life has a number of consequences in terms of your personal development, but even worse, can lead you to overloading yourself and burning out with stress. A real issue today for business and their workforce. Hello, my name is Melanie Cassar. I'm a member of the AAT and have been in the accounting profession for more than 20 years. I run my own training consultancy business, provided training in various management skills, and I also teach some accounting exam courses, including AAT. When we talk about difficult situations, we generally mean difficult people. The problem is, difficult people often don't know they're being difficult, so they're unlikely to attend a course or listen to a podcast like this. So I think it's safe to assume that you're one of life's nice guys. The point is, we can't change the other person's behaviour if they're not listening in. So we're going to have to focus on our own behaviour. In fact, have you ever watched Super Nanny on TV? And have you ever noticed that although it's the children that are causing the problems, the solution always lies with the parents and their parenting skills? It's the same here. Often when there are difficult situations, we have to look to ourselves and our behaviour to take the conflict away. You're in a very powerful position. It's you who controls what comes out of your mouth. What you say and how you say it comes with consequences. You could be seen as a doormat, someone who's going nowhere, or as a calm and respected professional who's going places. With this in mind, here's what I'm going to cover on this podcast. First of all, understanding difficult behaviour. Before we react to this, it's important we understand things from the other person's perspective. Next, what is a difficult person? Let's be clear on what we mean by this. Next, strategies for dealing with conflict. Whilst we may want to say no, it may not always be the appropriate thing to do. And finally, assertive behaviour and how to say no for when it is appropriate.